Do you ever feel down about this world? Do you ever feel weighed down and held down? Do you feel like there's something more out there? That the lies that your mind tells you are just that, lies? Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions, welcome to God Center Mental Health. I'm your host, Caden Shea. Today we will be talking about Psalm 42 and 43 and how the Lord can satisfy us and just give us a new hope and a new understanding on life and help us face the things that we didn't think we could. So today we'll be talking about Psalm 42 and 43. So let's just get right into it. Alright, so today we're going to read Psalm 42 and 43. I'm going to read through them, kind of give my thoughts on them, and then kind of share what they mean to me and what you can do to just equip your mind to believe the things that are true and rely on the Lord for just everything that you need. He is more able than anybody else, and he's the one that can really give you new life and new understanding on everything. So when you feel down and you feel even depressed or just out of it, you can reflect on these words and know that they are the truth because God spoke them. And so what are these about? So I'll give you a little background, both historically and what these verses mean in my life. Historically, they are written by David in Psalm. And David was the king of Israel. He had a very, very important job, probably one of the most important jobs in the entire world at that time. And he was obviously very stressed about it because there were so many duties and there were people trying to kill him and there were people trying to undermine him, and he was always under constant attack from people that he was close to, people who were his enemies politically. And he just, in the book of Psalms, there's a lot of evidence that he kind of fell into a pit of depression because of the weight of his job. And historically, like, his best friend's dad tried to kill him. He killed the most fearsome enemy at the time, and at a very young age, and was primed to be the king at a very young age. And it's just a lot for somebody to go through. So he kind of battles with depression. A lot of his thoughts come out during the Psalms. So really interesting. And this is a really good example of that in the book of Psalms. So yeah, what does this mean to me? So as I've kind of mentioned before, I have battled with depression for quite a few years, since middle school. So for at least 10 years now. And it's just been something that's followed me my entire life. And I've been put in some very stressful situations. And one of the most stressful situations that I've ever been put in was during this summer. I was working three jobs. Didn't want to be working three jobs. Was about to start another one. Was quitting one. About to start another one, wanted to quit another, was being scheduled by two jobs at the same time, they wouldn't let me quit, just really, really overwhelming stuff. And I was entering my senior year of college, and still am uncertain about what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go, and just was very, very overwhelmed, and to the point of tears a lot of times. I just felt very, very alone, and didn't really know what was going to happen next. It was just a really, really uncertain and sad and terrifying time in my life. And I feel like some people knew about it, but not many people did because of how, like, I just kept joking about it. But it was just really serious and really detrimental for who I was. And I was just very, very overwhelmed about everything. And just at the point of, like, I didn't know what was going to happen. It was my first week of classes. And I was just really overwhelmed. And all of a sudden, my brother, he knew about it. I was like, Brennan, I don't know how long, much longer I can take this. This is just so overwhelming. And he just sent me Psalm 42 and 43 while I was in class. And I just looked at my phone and I started crying. Just tears rolling down for a little bit. And I don't think he'll ever know how important that was for me, these verses. But I thought these verses would be a perfect thing to share with you guys because of how much they helped me. And I hope they help you just as much. So, yeah, I'm going to read Psalm 42, 43. ESV will kind of maybe stop every once in a while and kind of talk about it and pick back up. So, yeah. Psalm 42, verse 1. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Yeah, so those were the first three verses, and man, it's just, those are so poignant verses. Where is your God? You believe lies when you are depressed and just overwhelmed. You will believe anything that the world tells you. You will believe the thing that is easiest to believe, I think. And that's just really important, really disheartening for me personally, because it's something I so easily fall into. But we'll pick up with verse 4. These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Why are you cast down, O my soul? That is just such a cry when you are in the lowest of lows. Why are you cast down? Like, why am I sad? Why am I in turmoil against myself? But then there's, the question is the answer, but the solution is given right after. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. We don't know why there's turmoil within us, but we have a solution, and that is God. We need to remember, we need to reflect on who he is and what he has already done for us, because there is so much that he has done for us. I'm recording this over Easter weekend, and Easter is such a good time for reflection, and I just am so thankful for the time of Easter and reflection, because we get a really good reminder of who God is and what he has already done for us within the cross. So let's pick it up at verse 7. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God my rock, Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? People will lie. But once you have this faith and this remembrance in God, you learn just to not remember the lies, to not believe the lies. The lies don't mean anything. They are just that, lies. Where is your God? He is with you. This is kind of like a song, so verse 11 is a repeat of what we've heard before, but it's just such a good reminder. So this is how it closes. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. So that's Psalm 42, and I just love that first verse, that first part of this psalm, where it says, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. We long for him, and even when it feels uncertain, he is there. So that's Psalm 42. Such a great, great verse. Something to reflect on. And then we'll go right into Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? It's so easy to think that God has rejected us or forgotten about us because we don't feel loved, or we don't feel like happy, like we feel like we deserve. But it's important to realize that God knows more than we do. God knows better than we do. And while there might be sorrow, joy comes in the morning. And these verses are such a good remembrance of that. And it's like so easy to think that God has rejected us, but he is with us. And also, I think these verses are a really good reminder that it's not a bad thing to lament. It's not a bad thing to wonder why bad things happen. It's not a bad thing to be sad. It's not a bad thing to wonder if God has forsaken you. It's good to remember that he hasn't, but it's not a bad thing to just question things. So I think that's kind of a good reminder. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. So Psalm 42 and 43 are kind of a connected song, sang by David about being down, but remembering who God is. And even though we might be down and in turmoil against ourselves, that there is a hope that we have in Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus wasn't alive during the time of Psalms, but that's ultimately what it means, because how can we be certain of ourselves? How can we be certain that things are going to be okay? Because of the cross, because of what God has already done for us, what Jesus Christ has already done for us on that cross. And what better way to do than remembrance of what God has already done for us? So I feel like that is a really big coping strategy with depression and with anxiety is remembrance of the times that God has been faithful, and remembering that he will do it again and again and again. He will not forsake you. He will not leave you. You are his chosen, and you are loved, and you will continue to be loved. That won't change just because you're sad. So I think that's a really important reminder. And yeah, I think that's a something to marinate over the week, is just remembering God. Kind of like in Joshua, when they cross over the Jordan, they have 12 stones of remembrance. We need to remember the times when God was faithful, and keep remembering, because it's so easy for us to forget. We are forgetful people. But God, being just in mercy, has allowed us to remember him. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Reminders that new episodes will drop every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. For more messages of hope and remembrance of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us, and how you can overcome different mental health boundaries that you may be facing. Love you guys. I'll see you next week.